Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor here at OMAX Health. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Lena Harrelson. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, the problem is that I opened the account and I bought one item, that cryo freezer, and I received it and I made a subscription. And then later I called and said that I canceled my subscription and I don't need the other item to be shipped. And in the customer service, they told me that they cannot cancel this, the second month item. But what I have to do when I get the package, not to open it and just to write it down, return to the sender. And that's what I did. And nothing happened. So I did not get any confirmation. I did not get any refund, nothing.
All right.
And the girl who just talked to me, Ashley, so he said that I did not do the right thing. I did what I was told to do in the customer service, and I did it exactly. And I took a picture even of that envelope that when I sent it, returned to the sender.
Okay, so you sent the product back to us?
Yes, to the address that was written on the envelope. I don't know whether it was your warehouse or your company. I don't know. I did what I was told, to write it down on the envelope, return to the sender. And the sender was your company from whom I bought the item.
Yes, ma'am. So once the warehouse receives it back, they will issue your refund back to you once they receive it back into the warehouse.
Okay, but it was already 2 weeks ago and I did not get anything.
Yes, ma'am. And also, you were supposed to go to our website, which is www.omaxhealth.com/return. And you're supposed to start your return process. And if you did not do that, then we wouldn't have been.
Honestly, I don't understand what I have to do. Why I send it back? Why the company cannot just send me a refund?
Yes, ma'am, because
why do I have to go and start looking for that, I don't know, the email or that company all over the country? I don't understand that. What is that customer care? Now I have to go to another company, to another company. I don't know what to do. And I don't want to do this. I bought a product from you. You sent it to me. I'm happy with this, but I don't need another one. That's why I canceled my subscription. But you still send it to me. Even when I called and said I don't need it. But you send it, and I send it back according to what I was told in the customer service. I did exactly what I was told, and I need my refund.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you didn't go to www.omaxhealth.com/return, then you didn't start the return correctly, and also it shows that whenever I put in the tracking number, it shows that it's still, that it shows it was delivered at the mailbox.
Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to start looking for my product, where it is, and who lost it? And now, okay, maybe you will tell me that I did not send it.
Yes, it's up to the warehouse.
I don't understand. Why do I have to go through all these problems to go to that www, to go another one www, and look for my product that I returned? Why don't I just get my refund? I send it back to you as I was told.
Yes, ma'am. It's not up to us to give you the refund. It's up to the warehouse once they receive the product. It has to be sent back unopened.
Okay,
it had to
can,
be
can,
within
can,
the 30 days.
Okay, can you check it for me and do a customer care? I don't know what to do because it's not my computer, and I cannot sit on the computer 4 hours and doing this. I'm an old person.
Yes, I put in your tracking number that's on the account, and it shows that it hasn't been returned. It shows it's still at the mailbox.
And so how long do I have to wait? Another month?
No, ma'am, it's up to the warehouse when they refund you.
Okay, will you call it for me, please, and find out?
I do apologize, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to contact the warehouse.
Okay, you cannot contact the warehouse, but you want me to contact warehouse. That's what you're telling me to do?
No, ma'am, you don't have to contact the warehouse. What I'm saying is when the warehouse receives your order, then they will go in and refund you.
Okay, but I don't know when they will receive it. Maybe they will say it's lost. And how long do I have to wait? Another half a year or another year or what? And then it will be in the archive?
No, ma'am, I would not know. It's up to the warehouse if they are on refund you or not.
What do you mean or not?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean refund you or not? I'm not accepting this or not. I have to be refunded. That's period. That's customer care. If I was told to do exactly what I was told to do by customer service of your company, and then you violate your own rules, I'll make a scandal out of this. Because you don't follow your rules.
Yes, ma'am. So, let's see here. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, so thank you for holding for me. So I did take a look at the account here, and since the return was not done correctly, it is up to the warehouse if they're on refunded or not.
What do you mean, to refund it or not? I still don't understand. I sent the item back, and they are not going to refund me?
It's up to the warehouse, ma'am.
What do you mean? It's up to the warehouse.
It's not your policy. So the return was not done. So since the return was not done correctly, it's up to the warehouse if they refund you or not.
Excuse me. I did exactly what I was told to do by your customer care company. I didn't do anything. I read about this, that I have to call when I get the item, I have to do something. Yes, I read about that. But when I called in order to cancel it in advance, they told me, don't open anything, just write it down, return to the sender. And that's what I did. And I took a picture of that envelope. I put it back into the mailbox.
Yeah, so I'm not sure when the warehouse
why the warehouse is going to punish me for my money that somebody in your customer service does not know the rules. Why did they tell me, write it down on the envelope, send it back to the sender? Why? I want you to go and open, check all the conversations and the phone calls that I called after the March 27, and hear about that.
All right, ma'am. So when you say that customer care told you to refuse it, did they tell you that in an email or did you call in?
On the phone. I called
on
the phone.
Do you remember who you spoke with?
No, I did not write it down.
You didn't write it down? Okay.
No.
Do you remember what date?
You tape the conversations, right, on the phone. Then check it. Do investigations.
Yes, ma'am.
You're taping them.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember what date you called in on?
It was after March 26, maybe 27, maybe 28.
So between the 27th and 28th of March?
Maybe I was billed by the 20th. Honestly, okay. Maybe I don't know how much when I got it. That was in the end of March. After 26, I think. It can be 27, 28, 29, 30. Check.
So you called in between the 27th and the 30th of March?
Yeah, you can check up to the 1st of April.
After the 1st of April?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think I called much earlier, like I think maybe 26, 27, something like this. Maybe approximately 26, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't know when I opened the account. Okay, so I opened the account, the 25th. Okay, and the shipment date was, February 25. And the shipment date was 28, so probably I called 27, maybe 26, 27, 28, 29.
Yes, ma'am, we're closed on the 27th. The 27th was a Sunday, and I looked at your account and everything, and I don't see where you called in on the 26th or the 29th. Of March.
Okay, what about 27, 28? Did you check those?
We're closed on Sunday. Sunday was the 27th. And I also checked for the 29th, and there's no calls, or the 28th of no calls.
Okay, 29, no calls.
And there was no call from you on the 30th or 31st.
It's impossible. Okay, then check it later. Then check before 25.
The 25th?
Yeah, 25,
20,
24.
Yes, ma'am, just be one moment. Yes, ma'am, there was no calls done on those 2 days either, the 24th or the 25th.
I don't believe it because I called. I called exactly and I did exactly what I was told. Without violating any of your rules, because I read about that, how to return item. And that's why I called. I said, cancel. I don't need the shipment. They said, it's too late because it's already ready to be shipped. That's what I was told. It hasn't been shipped yet to me, but it was ready to be shipped. And they said that they cannot cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I wouldn't be I'm unsure when the warehouse will refund you, but you'll have to wait and see. You call in. You can check back in about a week or so.
Okay. You want me to call you in a week?
Yes, ma'am. You can speak with anyone here at omaxhealth.com.
Okay. I think I have to call, I don't know, to the supervisor of your company, not the warehouse, or I don't know, the founder of the company, because I don't like you. You all don't do anything. And you said that I did not call. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, so I will call you in a week and we'll see.
All right, well, I do want to say, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and thanks for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.